Now All Tech Considered. Of the 7 billion people on Earth, about 2 billion have smartphones with decent internet connections. The rest are either entirely offline or aren't reliably connected. And that group, 5 billion people, present a big opportunity for Silicon Valley. Google and Facebook are on high-profile campaigns to connect the unconnected. They're betting they can make billions of dollars getting people without electricity or running water to pay for the internet. NPR's Aarti Shahani reports.
You could call the Google approach inspiring or bizarre.
So I'm a balloonatic, and that's a self-coined term.
Meet Pamela DeRouche.
We believe that balloons are going to be the way of the future, and we're going to bring internet to everyone.
To expand the internet globally, Google is building balloons, hot air balloons. Only instead of carrying people, they carry wireless routers.
So I have a balloon here that we tested last week.
DeRouche is pulling reams of fabric out of a big black garbage bag. She used to be a fashion designer. Now she's doing balloon CSI.
We will hunt and peck through 60,000 square feet to find the tiniest little imperfection.
The balloons fly up about twice as high as a plane and have to withstand temperatures as low as negative 120 degrees Fahrenheit and as high as 80. To help spread the air evenly inside, the designers created gas pathways using bubble wrap.
I know, it's really fun.
Project Loon, as it's called, was top secret when it started in 2011. Bit by bit, the mad scientists at Google's X laboratories started going public. Not with all the details. During NPR's visit, we accidentally discovered that at any given moment, 24 balloons are in the air, navigating traffic and testing. Over in another lab, engineer Christopher Schuster shows me a cube about 2 by 2 by 2 feet wrapped in foil. Is this the part that sprinkles the internet everywhere?
Yes. This is where the internet comes from.
It looks like a 10-year-old home science project, but apparently its signal can cover an area the size of Rhode Island with a connection strong enough for YouTube videos.
Now, instead of the cell phone tower being up on a hill, it's on a balloon that's floating in the stratosphere.
Only a handful of people on Earth have tested Project Loon. Silvana Pereira is one of them. She's the principal of a small school in Agua Fria, a rural village in Brazil. Her students are poor, no running water at home, sometimes no electricity, definitely no internet. Though some teenagers share a smartphone with their parents and gather around this one tree on a little hill where they can kind of get a signal.
The cell tower with signals is very distant from Agua Fria, so they have to walk around to connect. It happens to be stronger at that tree. They go there in the end of the afternoons and weekends.
Last year, Project Loon launched a balloon in Brazil. By 7:48 a.m., she says, it flew overhead. She and her kids, grade schoolers, were in a classroom, eyes fixed on a laptop. They knew they were connected when the Google homepage loaded. Principal Pereira chokes up talking about it.
Something that seemed so impossible suddenly happened. We had the sensation, me and the students, that we were not isolated from the world. We could see maps. We toured a museum online that they could never reach in person. It was a magical moment.
According to the World Bank and global nonprofits, the internet is like electricity, a must-have for anyone trying to make it today. The CEO of Facebook agrees.
We've launched in 6 countries, 4 in Africa, in Colombia, and just a couple of weeks ago in India.
Mark Zuckerberg recently on stage at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona.
And that basically serves as an on-ramp so that people can learn why they would want to pay for data.
A year ago at this same event, Zuckerberg said expanding the internet was a mission and his board shouldn't expect to profit anytime soon. He said Facebook would invest billions of dollars and replace old technologies with new, cheaper ones. Now, sources close to the company say he's pulling back.
Building all the infrastructure that needs to get built to connect everyone costs a lot of money.
Zuckerberg is brokering deals with the old guard, the mobile operators. They give the unconnected free access to Facebook and a few other apps with the expectation that users get hooked and then pay to keep using.
It works. It grows the internet. It grows the businesses for partners.
It might sound strange, but Google and Facebook are both betting it's a multi-billion dollar business, though neither one says it's close to pulling it off. Facebook is drafting contracts, Google is surfing wins, and it'll take leaps in deal-making and engineering to reach the far corners of the earth. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, Silicon Valley.